Blog Talk Radio.
Waking up, stop, but now you have fallen asleep. Yeah, you were by my.
in doing so, you need to exercise some love for one another. The old motto, one for all and all for one, certainly applies in this case about this show. See, tonight's show will be quite different. My name is Yamsu Parikh. In our studies, we will study the second chapter of Hosea. And then after that, we will have a memorial somewhat for Brother Elijah McCain. I will read about him so you can get to know about him, then his last words. After that, I will ask Brother Cottrell of New York City to pray for the soul of Brother Elijah McCain and for our other brothers, as I said, in regards to this show, in regards to one another. It is one for all and all for one. After that, Brother Cottrell prays for us and Brother Elijah McCain. I will play a lovely song, and when I come back after that lovely song for Brother Elijah McCain and our brothers and sisters, we will give you a moment to express yourselves. Whatever is going on in your mind, because tonight's family night, whatever is plaguing you, whatever anxiety that you may have, let it all hang out, so to speak, and so we can address your concerns. And after that, Brother Cottrell will read and study a nice psalms. I think it's quite applicable to this situation. Okay? The psalms that Brother Cottrell, in closing, will close out with, I think it's quite applicable under the certain circumstances of tonight's show. As I see it, let me repeat myself. First, we will study the book of Hosea, second chapter. After that, we won't go into detail, but after that, I will discuss Elijah McCain so you can get to know him and his heartbreaking last words. After that, I will ask Brother Cottrell of New York City to say a prayer for the soul of Brother Elijah McCain and for our other brothers and sisters under duress and distress and oppression. After that, I will play a lovely song and dedication of Brother Elijah McCain and our nation. No, not the United States, our nation. And then after we've come back, and you feel you need to express yourself because tonight's family night, whatever's plaguing you, may be something about Brother Elijah McCain, about Breonna Taylor, or anything for that matter. Whatever is on your mind plaguing you, please feel free to say so and express yourself. And after that, Brother Cottrell will read and study a nice psalm, and I think that psalms is quite applicable to tonight and family night. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. Let's get started. Go to chapter 2 of the book of Hosea. Shall we? Let me give you a few seconds to get down. Let me get me a bottle of water. And may the Most High bless you by the reading and studying of his word. And the Most High is talking about us. And he says, bring charges against your mother. Bring charges. And he's talking about us. She is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries, all of our idols, and I regard all of these holidays, and so on and so forth, and all of the idolatry and all these religions. We are not a religion. We are a spiritual people connected to an almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what we are. We are not a religion. And so I see that these holidays seems to be a vehicle in order to accelerate Corona. So much for their holidays, isn't it? Memorial Day, now 4th of July, 4th of July is coming up, and so on and so forth, a continual acceleration of the process. But I do digress, and I do apologize, but I will continue on in our studies. Her adulteries from between her breasts. And the Most High said, at least I strip her naked, expose her. It's the day she was born buck naked, and make her lie her like a wilderness, which he did, and set her like a dry land, which he did, and slay her without thirst, which he did, in our regard. I will not have mercy on her children, which he did, for they are the children of harlotry, meaning these people acted the whore. They went to every other god, and they seek every other solicitation for every other god, and they taught and instructed their children. They ain't mine. So that's what the Most High said, because they run after these other gods, and sometimes Black Lives Matter, and so on and so forth. But they ain't my children, because they would come to me for whatever ails them, and they would bow down to me, and they would humble themselves before me. They would cry out to me. So, no, I am not their God, okay? And certainly, and if we look around as I speak, that certainly is the case for some of us. For their mothers, us, Israel, Yehuda, played the whore. She conceived them. She who conceived them hath behaved shamefully, for which I will go after. For she said, I will go after my lovers. I don't care about what you're saying. I will go after Babylon, Assyria, Egypt. I will go after Jesus, and I will go after their holidays, and I do whatever I want. I'm just a hoe like that. Basically, that's us. Who give me, they give me, listen to this. She says, us, I will go after my lovers. I don't care what you're talking about. Because they give me my bread and my water, my sustenance. They give me my holidays. They give me my Black Lives Matter. They give me everything, but I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing to show for, but they give me everything. My wool, my clothes, my linen, which is true, because we don't own nothing. My oil, my drink, which is true, because we don't own nothing. Therefore, behold, this is what the Most High said. I will hedge up your way with thorns. I'm gonna hedge you up then in what you're doing. I'm going to make you get caught up in what you're doing then. Since you feel that way about it, since you feel that way about running after their holidays and their religions, in the idolatry, in the statues, in the Black Lives Matter, I'm going to hedge you up in that. And I'll wall you in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers, but not overtake them. Please, Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot. Keep hope alive. Come on, love me. You gonna love me. But they don't. But not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, which she should have left and left in the first place, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For then it was better for me than now. Which is true. For she did not know that I gave her grain. She didn't understand. I gave her grain, new wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal, which she prepared for another husband. I gave her everything, and she gave it to another man, which is us. Therefore, I will return and take away my grain in time, my new wine in season. I would take back my wool and my linen, given to cover her nakedness, us. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, other nations, her idolatry, her idols, her statues, her Black Lives Matter. Hand up, don't shoot. Please make America great for us. And no one shall deliver her from my hand. I don't care how many times they get up in these streets, marching up and down, begging their lovers, please love me. You're going to love me. They ain't going to love you because I done put you in a head. I didn't did this to you. You can run, but you can't hide. I got you. Oh, it's true, which is us. Now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers. No one shall deliver her. No one from my hand. I will also cause her mirth, her joy to cease. Her feast days, which we ain't got none. Her new moons, which we ain't got none. Her Sabbaths, which we ain't got none. All her appointed feasts, which we ain't got none. Cause you know why? We not in the land. Whatever you're doing, it's a poor imitation of life. But it ain't what the Most High gives you. Because the Most High said, I gave it to you. I'm going to take it away from you. And you just can't just start just because you want it. Wherever you at. You stop all that nonsense. And he says, I will destroy her vines, her fig trees, on which she has said, us, these are my wages that my lover have given me. These are my wages that Ball have given me. These are my wages that Black Lives Matter given me. These are my wages that keep America great again, but it ain't never been great for me. Oh, these are the wages. These are the wages that the Assyrians have given me. These are the wages that the Egyptians have given me. These are the wages that Babylon have given to me. And so on and so forth. So I will make them a forest. I'll make whatever she got going on a forest. And the beasts of the field shall eat them. She ain't going to have nothing. She ain't going to have no land. She ain't going to have nothing. I will punish her for the days of Baal to which she burned incense to idols. She decked herself with earrings and jewelry, made herself look fine, and went out after her lovers. That's what we still do. But she forgot me, says the Elohim. The Elohim says, she forgot me. She forgot. I put it in this situation. But even that being said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has mercy on his people. He says, therefore, behold, I will allure her. I'll bring her back. We'll bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her. I will give her her vineyards from there. From the wilderness, I will give her vineyards from there. In the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She will sing there again, as in the days of her youth, when I first knew her, when she first knew me. As in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt. It shall be in that day, says the Elohim, that she, us, will call me my husband, and no longer call me master. You will understand the nature of our relationships, that I love you. I ain't trying to hurt you, mistreat you, and dominate you, and this, that, and that. I'm your friend. You will no longer call me master, because you will understand. And I will take from her mouth the names of these idols. America. Black Lives Matter. And so on and so forth. Their holidays. For they shall be remembered by their names no more, these idols. But in that day, I will make a covenant for them, us, with the beasts of the fields, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle, I will shatter from the earth because of them, us. Then I will make them lie down safely. I will betroth you to me forever. Forever and ever, ever, ever. Yet, yes, I will betroth you, even though you did what you did. But I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice. You ain't never had none of that. I'm going to get that to you. And loving kindness, you ain't never had that, but I'm going to get that to you. And mercy, you ain't never had that, but I'm going to get that to you. I will betroth you to be to me in faithfulness. And you should know that I am Yah. I'm your friend. And it should come, and it should come to pass that day that I will answer, says the Elohim. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. The earth shall answer with grain. Everything shall respond. The earth shall respond with grain, with new wine, with oil. And they shall answer Jezreel. Then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her for who had not obtained. Ain't nobody never gave her nothing. Black Lives Matter, hand up, don't shoot, keep hope alive. But I'm going to give her that. I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy from anyone. Then I will say to those who were not my people because of her, you my people now. Because of her. You ain't going to come right, but unless you get right because of her. Because she've come back to me, then I will recognize if you want to come to me, you my people too. And then these other nations just said, you are my Elohim, Yah. It's just that plain and simple. We get right. The Most High get right. The earth get right. Other nations get right. Just that plain and simple. We try to make everything hard, but it ain't. Oh, it's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Suf Arif. As I said, I won't take a station break. But what I will do in memory of Elijah McCain, I will allow you a moment to get to know him, and then I will ask Cartrell to say a prayer for the soul of Elijah McCain and our brothers and sisters in this nation. If I may, listeners, Elijah McCain played violin for Lonely Kittens. His last words to the police are devastating. Elijah was a massage therapist who played violins for shelter kittens on his lunch break in his hometown of Aurora, Colorado. Because he thought, remember we talked about animals, how people treat animals. He thought the animals were lonely. If the details alone doesn't conjure up a picture of a gentle soul, our brother. Colorado music described McLean as a young man who was quirky, a pacifist, a vegetarian, enjoyed running, and known to put a smile on everyone's face. According to The Cut, McCain's sister says he sometimes wore a ski and running mask because he was anemic and would often go cold. One night last August, he was walking home from the convenience store with his mask on when the police approached him, responding to a call about a suspicious, anytime they see us, we're suspicious, man in the area. What ensued was a struggle, according to the police, which was only partially caught on body camera, as conveniently all the police body cameras allegedly fell off during the incident. 6'5" guy, 140 pounds. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, right. McClain was held in a quarter hold, a controversial restraint technique banned in some cities for its potential danger. It was given a shot of ketamine by the paramedics. He had a heart attack on the way to the hospital and died there 3 days later after having been declared brain dead. He was unarmed. He was only 23. His last words to the police, heartbreaking. His last words as the officers held him down are heartbreaking. And if I may, listeners, I should read these words. Then I will ask Brother Cottrell to pray for the restoration of our brother's soul and for our nation's soul. I can't breathe. I have my ID right here. My name is Elijah McClain. That's my house. I was just going home. I'm an introvert. I'm just different. That's all. I'm so sorry. I have no gun. I don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting. Why are you attacking me? I don't even kill flies. I don't eat meat. But I don't judge people. I don't judge people who do eat meat. Forgive me. All I was trying to do was become better. I would do it. I would do anything. Sacrifice my identity. I'd do it. You all are phenomenal. You are beautiful. And I love you. Try to forgive me. I'm a mood Gemini. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That really hurt. You're all very strong. Teamwork makes the dream work. And he's crying. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to do that. I just can't breathe correctly. Then he proceeds to vomit from the pressure to his chest and neck by three police officers. I'm going to ask my friend and brother from New York City to pray for our brother, Elijah McClain, and our nation. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my friend and brother on Cartier after he makes a prayer. I'm going to play a lovely song of dedication to Brother McClain, Elijah, and our nation. Cartier, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yamsuf, Ari, may the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend.
And all the listeners that's out there, may the Most High bless you as well. So we find ourselves in a time of our captivity where the Pharaoh that took power did not know Yosef and what the value of Yisrael was to their nation. And yes, I saw that film, Brother Elijah McClain.
Right.
He went to the store like the brother in Florida, what's his name?
Trayvon Martin.
Going to buy some Skittles. This brother wasn't violent, wasn't involved in no gangs, wasn't involved in anything that was contrary to the American system. And yet, they approached him like he was doing something suspicious. You doing something suspicious. And he's pleading with them for his life, like
exactly.
Our brother George Floyd. I'm pleading
exactly.
with you. You got my handcuffs behind my back. You got my knee on my neck. I can't breathe.
Right.
So this is heavy drama you dropping on me. I'm from the tribe of Joseph. I'm not a Levite. I'm not from the priest tribe.
Right.
Matter of fact, Israel, we got put in captivity way before Judah and Benjamin and Levi. And it's everything, you know, to put on me. Let's say this prayer for our brother. But I will say this prayer. Because
y'all thank you very much, brother. You know, but I had no ideas, brother. It was, I know the impact it had upon you because it had a sad, heartbreaking impact upon me. And I know it rests heavy on you. I know your wrath, your righteous indignation, because I share the same righteous indignation. But I know I'm asking a lot of you, but I really appreciate it.
So my friend, my creator, my father, my deliverer, my place of refuge, I do humble myself to pray before you. Hallelujah. Give me thanks and honor and praise to your glorious name throughout creation. Because you are the creator and we are the created. We are the clay and you are the potter. And they say, Yah, that history repeats itself. And we are in a time that history repeats itself, Yah. For we are under oppression, we are under slavery, we are under bondage, as we were in ancient Egypt under Pharaoh, who thought he was God and served gods of wood and stone. And again, you said you would send us into slavery by ship into Egypt. And again, we find ourselves under men who serve gods of wood and of stone. And they oppress us and they kill us and they try to seek our soul. But we know that you are the controller, the maker, the creator of all souls. And our brother, who was snuffed out, and our brothers that are snuffed out, and our sisters that are snuffed out by our oppressors here today, we know their blood cries out unto you, O Yah. And we ask that you rise up and become our avenger, because we know their blood cries out. And we know that our enemy and our oppressors, they seek to destroy us. They have us confused and discombobulated. They have emphasized our detachment from you because we are vulnerable, Yah. You put us in this situation, and you know our frame. Remember that we are dust, but you promised our fathers that you would save us from the troubles that we find ourselves in. So we have faith, we have hope, we have confidence in you, Yah, that you will magnify yourself in us. And exalt yourself amongst the eyes of all mankind, because man is but dust in your sight. But your great and glorious creation that you have created, the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, the heavens, and the earth, and the life that exists within, we know that you're in control and that you love us beyond our own understanding. Yes, our people are the nation of Israel. And we deserve the punishment that we receive because we rebelled against you. We follow the lovers and the nations because we were infant nations. And we turned our attention against you towards the nations that are more powerful than us. But your word is true. Your word is righteous. Your word will endure forever and ever. And we thankful, Yah, because the promise for us that you've given us, even though we die, we know that you can restore souls. So we pray for all the souls that have died innocently, who lived the righteous path, who may not or may have had the understanding of you, Yah. We ask that you even have a future for them, because you have promised us even immortality. And we give thanks for the word that you left us, even in the midst of the trouble that we live in. You have shown us the door of hope that we all need to walk through. Because you are our refuge, you are our salvation, you are our help and our shield, and you have shown us our future. We ask that you even tie yourself closer to us, even more now than ever. We need you more than our ancient fathers did in ancient times. So we give thanks and honor and praise for what you've done for us, for what you will do for us. All praise, honor, and glory goes to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah, praise
Yah. Hallelujah, praise Yah. I can feel you, brother, and I want you to know I'm very grateful. And I want you to know, I know it took a lot out of you, because it took a lot out of me, and to read that excerpt from young brother Elijah McClain. And I know, listeners, it has taken a lot out of you. That being said, I will pray. I will play a lovely song, a dedication. Brother Elijah McCain and all the brothers and sisters who blood cried from the ground. May the Most High bless you, listeners. I'll be right back. And then we will leave the mic open for you. If you have something to say, get something off your chest, then Brother Contreras will read a psalm, and then we will get out of here. Thank you very much. May the Most High bless you.
Brother,
ladies and gentlemen,
Betty Levette. Yo, my brother. Yo, my brother.
Before you go forward with your program, the second chapter of the book of Hosea is critical. We can't skip past. We can't just slide over. We can't wait till next Monday to deal with chapter 2, because chapter 1 gave us an inclination. He told the prophet Hosea to marry this harlot. And this harlot, Gomer, represents who? She represents the whole nation of Israel.
Exactly.
She is who we are.
Exactly.
And though we call her a hoe or a harlot, you're talking about yourself, because she
exactly.
is you. And
exactly.
did she do better than us? Because
nope.
once she got that husband, Hosea, the
seemed.
Prophet.
Seemed like she straightened up.
She straightened up and flied right. And the second chapter is telling us you played the same role as Gomer. You played the freaking harlot. And I'm playing the role of Isaiah, who should have never, Hosea, who never should have did what he did. I told him to marry you.
Right.
but this is what I'm doing to you, Israel. I'm marrying you because you're a hoe. We try to exalt ourselves. Prince this, Kohen
right.
that. Chief of chief, this. We hoes, man. We hoes.
Truth be told, hoes.
Don't bring down Gomer like she's a hoe and Hosea had to marry her. No, she reflects us. But she's
exactly.
better than us because she changed her ways.
Right.
Are we greater than her?
No,
we're
some
the most
of us high. Some of us hadn't changed our ways.
Right. That's why this second chapter follows up on the first chapter, because he's making a comparison that he's like the prophet Hosea. I'll take you, ho, but you better straighten up.
Truth be told.
So we ain't Truth no greater than Gomer. We ain't no greater than her. And if you look down on her, then you a fool.
Exactly. I have to concur with you on that, brother. And we're going to discuss that much more in detail after this song. And after people have expressed themselves, then Contreras is going to come back, and he's going to give some in-depth discussion on chapter 2. And after that, he's going to read a nice psalms, and we're going to get ready to get out of here, okay? Thank you, Contreras. Enjoy this song.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Thank you, listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betty Levette.
Only the love can make it rain, like when the beach is kissed by the sea. Only the love can make it rain, like the sweat of two lovers laying in the field. Love rain over me the kind of rain that makes you yearn all the way up to the sky. Oh, only love can bring the kind of rain that falls just like tears, tears from on high. Dry and dusty road, when we're apart and I'm all alone. Oh, I'm trying to get back home to that rain. I can't sleep, so I stay woke and say the night is hot and just as black as rain. Lord, I need me one more drink of that cool rain.
Raining down on us, and we are raining down that love upon one another. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Supa Reeve. Without further ado, if you have something to say, feel free to hit your mic. We'll bring you on. If not, otherwise, Brother Cartrell will go on and continue in this breakdown of chapter 2 of Book of Hosea. Then after that, he was read a nice Psalms, and the Most High willing, we'll be getting out of here. All right, Cartrell, you have the mic, my brother.
It's Friday night. It's family night. The mic is open for those who got comment or observations or questions. Because I could go into Hosea 2. If you want me to.
Well, I want you to.
So my book reads different, a little bit from your book. From your book.
Okay.
And the book of Hosea, second chapter, my book says, say of your brother, my people. Ain't that how we talk?
Yeah, my brother. Yes, I have me and you talk. What's up, brother? My brother.
And of your sisters, my loved one. Ain't that how we talk?
Truth be told.
No other people on the planet talk like, yo, my brother, my sister. Jewish people don't talk like that.
No, not like we talk. No.
It's just regular with us.
Exactly.
So we can see the prophet Hosea, and his name means salvation. The prophet Hosea, his name means salvation. His wife, what was his wife's name?
Gomer.
You know what her name means?
Bring it down to me like I'm 4 years old.
It means complete.
Oh, okay. Sounds about right.
Put it together. What it means?
They are complete. Salvation.
Complete salvation.
Complete salvation.
So in the second chapter of the book of Hosea, which means salvation, he's showing us that Yah played the role of Hosea, who's taken a harlot as a wife. Who is the harlot?
Gomer.
Israel. Israel.
Yeah, truth be told. Yeah. True.
He said, rebuke your mother. Rebuke her, for she is not my wife. Can we say that today? Because most of our women is in the church, right?
Oh, yes.
Most of our women is telling us, go to school, get an education, get a job.
Yes, or either Black Lives Matter.
Which means, Yah saying, I am not her husband. Because, no, you're not on Yah's agenda. When you're telling us to go to school, get a job, get an education, get a job, you're not on Yah's agenda. When you say Black Lives Matter, we are not on Yah's agenda. That's why Yah's saying, I am not her husband. Because we're not on Yah's agenda. Oh.
Nope.
Let her remove the adulterous look from her face. So we're trying to chase America and America's values. Who was America built for? A lot of people don't know. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant men.
Truth be told.
Let me say that again. Who was America built for? White Anglo-Saxon Protestant American. Why? They call them white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. White men. Rebelling against their king. Right?
Truth be told.
So, here we go. He said, let her remove her adulterous look from her face. We trying to Black Lives Matter. We trying to hold up Babylon. And the unfaithfulness from between her breasts. Who we unfaithful to? We unfaithful to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who we don't know anything about. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and make her as bare as on the day she was born. So when we see hip-hop videos, how they showing our women? Shoot down, butt naked, shaking their cardioid.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
And I will make her like a desert, turn her into parched land, and slay her with thirst. I will not show my love to her children. Is that true? Because we getting shot down, right?
Exactly.
We're sons and daughters of our women. And we haven't been shown any favor or love from Yah because they are the children of adultery. Their mother has been unfaithful and has conceived them in disgrace. She says, I will go after my lovers who give me my food and my water. That sounds like government welfare checks, right? Food stamps and government cheese, right? So we're going after that as opposed to what the Most High has in store for us as a people, depending on foreign nations. We're depending on the nations who hate us and consider us their enemies, as opposed to the Creator who gives life to all things. But the Most High loves us. And I'm going to jump down to where the Most High has given us an opportunity to get back with Him. He says in 16th verse, in that day declares Yah, you will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master. So when Yah says that we're going to call him our husband, that's the most intimate relationship that you can have while you're living, right? I don't care if you're a bird or fish, if you got a partner that you call your mate, that's more intimate than being your mother, your father, your daughter, your son, your grandchild. Your husband and your wife is the most intimate relationship in life that you can have. And you talk about the honor that the Most High is giving us to have that type of relationship with him. We don't really understand what's going on. No other nation has the opportunity. Yah says, we're going to call him our husband. He doesn't give that opportunity to no other nation. And to be that intimate with the creator of all things is something that we don't understand. He said, you will no longer call me my master, which Yah is. He is our master, our creator. He says, you're going to be calling me your husband. I will remove the names of the Baals from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked. In that day, I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, with the creatures that move along the ground, bow and sword and battle. I will abolish from the land so that all may lie down in safety. And Yah controls all that because he's given mankind the weapons that he has based on what he created. But he's going to remove their weapons from their hand. He said, I will betroth you to me forever. So in essence, Hosea, the second chapter, is a love letter to the nation of Israel. It's a marriage proposal to the creator, from the creator, all things and everything, to us as a people. And are we really worthy? Most High says, I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. The Most High loves us more than we love him. And he's willing to take us with all our faults, our fallacies, and our flaws because he has so much love for us. And we should be so grateful because who are we? We ain't nothing but dust. But all this love that Yah is pouring out for us and all these promises that Yah is pouring out for us, we can't break Yah's heart. We have to return that love that he has for us back to him. He says, I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge Yah. And that day I will respond, declares Yah, and I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain, and the wine, and the olive oil, and they respond to Jezreel. I will plant her for myself in the land. I will show my love to the one I call, not my loved one, and that's us. And I will say to those called, not my people, and that's us. You are my people. And they will say, what? You are my Elohim. So it's a love affair. It's a love affair, like Romeo and Juliet. The Most High, the creator of all things and everything. He created the angels and the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens and the earth. He's in love with us. Are we in love with him? Will we return our love back to him? Hosea 2 is a love letter from our creator, and we can't break his heart. I'm not going to try to break his heart. The love you pouring out for us, Yah, is a love I want to return to you. I don't know how the audience is feeling, how the family is feeling, but trust me, yo, we need to meditate on these chapters that the prophet Hosea is bringing because he's equating us to a wayward wife, but even in that, he still loves us.
Exactly. Well, brother, we have Sister Abia has a commentary or something to say in any regard. So, Ima Abia from New York City, may the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Abia, yes.
And may the Most High bless you too, Brother Conte and Moray Conte. Yom Sufar, I'm getting the names mixed up here. You know, earlier I was reading the scriptures, and I went over and over Hosea 2. And I was so, I couldn't explain what was happening to me. But I know he was talking about the nation, to come back to him, to repent and everything. But I also took it and I personalized it for myself. And as we was going through all the study, everything started adding up to me. When I got to the part in Hosea, I started thinking about all the scriptures. And then I said, this is me. When I was starting to be stripped while we were going through all the scriptures so I could get the truth. Right. And then it was like, I was just all shook up, and was saying to me that all I have to do is repent. Don't have no idols and everything. And like I said before, JC had to be removed out of my life. He had blocked me from where I was supposed to be, to realize that my father was Yah. It was just so much for me to, at that moment, my emotions just came through. My spirit was so like, I was lifted. It was out dancing. And then it says about, like, I repent and just keep on the path that I am. Yah has mercy on me. I wasn't his child before. Like, I was always his child, but you know, I wasn't following the right way. I was reaching out to Jesus, and like I said, that blocked me a whole lot. So now it was saying to me, I'm free of that. Y'all have given mercy. Have mercy on me. And praise now God. I am his child. Just stay on the right. I'm still getting so upset. Well, not upset, like emotional. All I can say is just praise y'all. I thank y'all for helping me get to this awakening, I call it, the spiritual awakening. And may the Most High bless y'all. And thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Abby, and I can understand the emotion, but you're on the right track now. You're on the right track now. Kajriel, brother, you got the mic.
If our voices reach one person to liberate them from the chains of oppression, from the blindness of who the true and living God is, then we've done our job. I mean, how many people can we reach? So many people have been destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we're trying to reach so many people with Yah's true word. You know, it's like our philosophy, our ideology, our thought. Yah has left his message on paper through his prophets, which everybody has in their hand. We all could read, and we know that Yah's message is solid. Not according to what we've learned in our schools and institutions, but Yah's message is solid. He is good and is evil. Two forces in the earth. You're part of one or you're part of the other. And being part of the righteous force is a struggle.
It's a struggle.
Because the evil have had their way and they flourish. But the Most High said in Proverbs, though the wicked spring as the grass, and all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. For Yah is on high forevermore, and he's the judge. So we trying to live our lives righteously. We ain't trying to spill no blood. We don't want no guilt on our spirits and our souls. And we're trying to live the life that Yah gave us in righteousness. So the people that live evil and wicked and going through their machinations and trials and tribulations, you know, the Most High gives them a chance, too, to change their ways, just like he gave Gomer. And we got to be like Gomer. She finally got a husband that she can rely on. She ain't got to run around with him. And that's how we got to do with Yah. Yah is the creator. You ain't got to run around with Jesus. You ain't got to run with Allah. You ain't got to run around with Buddha or Baal. The Most High is the creator. And he loves us more than we love ourselves. And he loves us more than we love him.
Truth be told. Well, Cottrell, I enjoyed what Imam Abia said, and it was touching. And do you have a nice Psalms to get ready to close it out with, my brother?
No question, because all the Psalms are nice. All the Psalms give us insight. All the Psalms give us discipline to how we can find and attach our souls and our spirits to our Creator.
Exactly.
So we're going to read Psalms 11.
Okay.
For the director of music of King David. In Yah do I take refuge. Do we take refuge? Hopefully we all take refuge in Yah, right? You taking refuge in Yah? That's what King David did. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? When you take refuge in Yah, you have no fear. You don't have to flee anywhere. For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. And who's dying from coronavirus, COVID-19? Who's dying from incarceration? Who's dying from police brutality? It's our people. But we have to know how to find a place of refuge. It says, he set the arrows against the strings, shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we see the foundations of the wicked being destroyed. What can we do? The answer is find refuge in the Creator of all things. That's right. It says, Yah is in his holy temple. Where is Yah?
In his holy temple.
And did we read about that temple in Ezekiel?
Certainly did.
So I know it's already built. He ain't worried about us building it. He ain't worried about and waiting for us to build it. It says that Yah is already where? In his holy temple. And we read about it in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel gave the dimensions of it because the angel was giving him a VIP escort of the temple. And that's where we know that Yah is. It says Yah is in his holy temple. He's not waiting for Israel, the nation of Israel, to build it. It's already built. Yah is on his heavenly throne. He observed everyone on earth. How many people he observed on earth?
Everyone.
How many people on earth? Like 9 billion, 7 billion?
A whole lot of them. But he got eyes on them.
Every one of us.
He got eyes on them.
So
whatever you
big
doing,
brother's watching.
Whatever you doing, the Most High got eyes on
you. Hey, more than Big Brother's watching, Yah's watching. He said he observes everyone on earth. Does he have the capability of doing that?
Apparently so, because he ain't lying. If he said it,
so,
he doing it.
So I'm going to tell you how Yah has the capability of watching everyone on earth. I'm going to ask you a question. Every right. living being or every living species on earth, they live in white?
Right.
They live in birds, insects, fish, wild beasts. Who's feeding them?
Most High.
Okay. So where's his eyes? On everything on earth, not just every human being, but on everything that lives.
Exactly.
And guess what he's doing? He says his eyes examine them. What is he examining them for?
Their needs.
Are you good or are you evil?
Exactly.
Yah examines the righteous. So he's looking at the righteous too. Oh, you say you're righteous? You think you're walking righteously? But he's watching you too.
You got eyes on you? All
so
as
soon as you
like
change up, guess what? You ain't righteous no more.
Exactly.
It says, but the wicked, those who love violence. We know people who love violence, right?
All truth be told, I've met quite a few of them, man.
No, we live in America. Every movie is
what
violent.
Every movie is violent.
They
exactly.
sell violence, don't they?
Every movie they got murder in the attic, murder on the train, murder under the train, throw mama off the train. That's all they got.
Number of violence.
Yeah,
if the movie ain't violent, you ain't going to see it.
Exactly.
The movie ain't violent, you ain't going to see it.
Uh-uh.
Right? So they love violence.
Yep.
They love violence. That's what they got. That's why they have bombs that could blow the planet up 300 times. But the wicked, those who love violence, ain't Donald Trump pushing for violence?
He worship it. Although he's shaking. He's shaking. He just like the, what is that, the cowardly lion on our proceeded with, but he love violence.
Oh, Lord, he going to bring out the U.S. military on the people of America. You a Marine, son. How
yeah,
fair
yeah.
would that be? You a freaking
Marine,
and you coming out with all your gear.
Right.
On the American people. Would that be fair?
No, that wouldn't be fair. Because they don't have any experience in battle, strategy, or nothing.
Come on, man.
So it wouldn't be
Come
fair.
On, man. It, Come on, man.
If,
Come on.
One of me would take out 100. Because they
Come
wouldn't
on, man.
Be ready for it.
What the Marines trained you with to be
yeah,
unleashed on the American people? Come on,
they
man.
Wouldn't be ready.
Come on, man. Nah, come on,
ready.
Man. Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So I laid out five of them so quick, they wouldn't know what happened to them.
Come
I
on,
laid
man.
Out five of them so quick, they wouldn't know what
come
happened
on,
to them.
Man.
And
come
then
on,
I would
man.
Be standing up. I'd be in a concealed position.
And then you talk about Israelite brothers trying to mount up against that kind of force. Really?
Bruh,
you want to go up against the Marine?
They ain't ready for
you
that.
You want to go up against the...
You don't want to do that. That ain't what you want to do.
Oh,
that ain't
heck
what you
no.
want to do.
Come
if
on,
the Most
man.
High ain't with you.
Are
you
serious?
That ain't what you want to do. If the
you
Most
go
High ain't
against
told you that, that ain't what you want to do.
You
don't
want to
do that.
Green Berets. You want to go up against paratroopers. Come on, man. Come
Bro,
on, man.
I'm still dealing with the training in my mind now. It's called post-static, post-traumatic. I'm still dealing with that, bro. They don't want
oh, yeah.
to do that. Okay?
And you're gonna turn that force, you're going to unleash that force on the sheep of America? Because ain't nobody got the time
bro.
To. These brothers in the hood that call themselves Blood and Crip, they can't even shoot straight.
They shooting sideways and running back, running with the gun. Forward back when they running forward. No, they ain't ready for that, man.
And you talking about Marines that could kill you from like a half a mile away.
And I'm coming towards you. I ain't running
you
back
talking
with
about,
you.
You talking about a Marine that could kill you from 5 miles away.
500 yards.
Sniper
rifle. 1,000 yards. I can drop you like a hot potato. Okay?
What? Come on, man.
I can drop you like a hot potato. 500,000 yards. I can drop
Five
you
miles.
Like a hot potato.
Come on, man.
You'll never know what hit you.
Right? You don't even see where it's coming
never know
from.
What hits. Yeah. Yeah, they ain't ready for that, man.
That's right. So it says, for the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows 1,000 miles away or 1,000 feet away. You don't even
Truth
see it coming.
Told, you'll never see and it coming till it hits you.
At the upright in heart, who are they killing? They're killing innocent people.
Right.
When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Even though you're righteous, you ain't got the armament of the wicked. So what's your refuge?
And
the righteous ain't
God
got what the wicked got.
What better be your refuge? What better be your refuge? Is God
what
of Abraham,
can the righteous
Isaac, and
do?
Okay.
You're trying to live your life right. You're trying to be fair. You're trying to be just. And they still sticking their knee in your neck.
Yeah. Are they
Check
still
this.
Choking you out with the Carter Order for Elijah McCain, and they still shoot you 8 times in the case of Breonna Taylor and ain't nobody living here, y'all with your no-knock warrant. Come on, man. Come on, stop it.
So here we are in 11th chapter of Psalms, and guess what it says in the fourth verse? It says, Yah is in his holy temple. Is that the same temple Ezekiel was talking about?
Yeah, that's who you need to be talking to. That's who you need to be crying out to. You don't need to be crying out no Black Lives Matter. You don't need to be crying out Keep Hope Alive. You don't need to be crying out 4 more years of somebody else. What you need to be crying out the first year of us getting back together, marry me, baby. Marry me, I'm wrong. I was that dirty hoe you talking about, but I got my mind right. I'm going to get right. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be the best thing since sliced bread to you, baby. That's what we need to be doing.
So we've been going through these studies, and we read about the temple that's in the book of Ezekiel. And the Most High didn't say that was going to be built in the future. We just read right here where the Most High said he dwells where? In his holy temple.
In his temple.
That means it's already built, right? You can't dwell someplace where it's not already built.
Truth be told.
So what's our part?
Get right.
He says, Yah is in his holy temple. Yah is on his heavenly throne. He observed everyone on earth. How many people are looking on earth?
A whole lot of people.
He said everyone. That means he's looking at you. He's looking at me. He's looking at everybody that's on his blog, talk, radio show, and beyond. It says, Yah observes everyone on earth. Does he have the capacity and capability of doing that?
Wherever he is.
His eyes examines them. So we're in a test. Yah's examining you. Are you doing good? Are you doing evil? And guess what? While he's examining you, it's all being recorded. Yah examines the righteous. But the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. So you ain't got to worry about Donald Trump. You ain't got to worry about Vladimir Putin. You ain't got to worry about Kim Jong-un. You ain't got to worry about the president of China, Xi, with their violence, the capability of blowing the earth up. You ain't got to worry about the nation, Israel or India or Pakistan with their nuclear weapons. No. Yah said he hates the wicked with a passion and those who love violence.
Exactly.
You know, he's got militaries that's off the chains, man.
Exactly.
On every continent, even in Africa, they bugging out too.
Exactly.
He said, on the wicked, he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. So we see the dust of the Sahara crossing the Atlantic Ocean coming to America. And trust me, they ain't seen the fiery coals yet.
Not yet.
It's an Egypt story, but trust me, if you did it once, history can repeat itself. Fiery coal? You think coal hail is bad? Wait till the hail becomes fiery hail or fiery coal. Come up on
exactly.
The hell. What you going to do then?
You can't do much.
It says for Yah is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. So when it says we will see his face, it means that we're going to see his word carried out.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody alive going to see the everlasting face of Yah unless you like Moshe, and even Moshe didn't see his face.
Exactly.
But he loves justice, and guess what? We're in a time where we're saying we don't see no justice. So guess what? No justice, no peace. And even we're saying no justice, no peace, our enemies are at peace because they know they're in control of us.
Exactly. All right, Cottrell. Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May the Most High bless you. Thank you, listeners. May the Most High bless you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Sister Abby, New York City. May the Most High bless you and be with you, and his tender mercy surrounds you, and you too, Cottrell. Listeners, I don't know where y'all going, but y'all finna get ready to get out of here. Always have this in mind.
Brother Yasu.
Yo, my brother.
Don't you have a proverb for us?
No, I wasn't going to read Proverbs today.
Okay.
No, I wasn't going to read because I gave the memorial to Elijah McCain. But I will be right back on point. The Most High willing this Monday coming. Okay? We'll be right back on
point. And our people need to look into what happened to him.
Exactly. We definitely. Because that was so... I don't even want to really talk about it right now because I think you said an adequate prayer that justice would prevail in his case and his blood is crying out for justice. That was a gentle brother, 23 years old, wasn't big as a fly. And for them, those three burly white police officers to have abused him in that manner and this brother had mental illness, it's disgusting. It's purely disgusting. And anybody that heard what I read about what he said. And if you love justice and righteousness, it should be appalling to you. And you should have some righteous indignation. Okay? Cartrell, I don't know where they're going, brother, but they're finna get ready to get out of here. Okay? May the Most High bless you, listeners. Let your steps be directed and ordered by the Most High, and the only way you can know that is by reading His Word and studying His Word right along with us and making the right application in your life. Just don't simply talk about it. Be about it. Make the right application. Change your ways. Turn to the Most High God. Cry out to Him. Tell Him you were wrong. You were crooked than a dog's hind leg. You need a new mind. You need a new spirit. You need to learn how to walk that walk and talk that talk so He can put His love on you. You need that love. I need that love. We need that love. And the attitude should be, for as this nation is concerned, one for all and all for one, because we're all in this together. As Brother Cartrell distinctively said, you can't put down Goma unless you're looking in the mirror. Goma, Sister Goma got some God right. What are you doing? Cartrell, any closing remarks, my brother and friend?
Oh, yeah, because you kind of came out hard on Goma.
Yeah, I did. My bad. I'm sorry. I was looking in the mirror. I didn't like that hoe. I was looking in the mirror.
We got to be just as hard on her. I mean, ourselves as we were on her.
Yeah.
You don't like Goma?
I was looking at that hoe, Yamsu Fari. Yeah, I was looking at that hoe, Yamsu Fari.
That's how y'all seeing all of us. We hoes,
right.
Baby. We hoes.
Yes.
Are we going to return and do the right thing? Or are we going to be, like continuous in our whoredom? We don't care what y'all saying. We're going to just be hoes. I'm not trying to be no hoe.
I'm still looking at that hoe in the mirror every time I get up in the morning. What did Michael Jackson say? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm starting with that hoe in the mirror.
And what does that mean? We might be making light of it,
yeah.
But we're connecting with the Creator.
Exactly.
We're connecting with the Creator. Who else can do that? Nobody else
exactly.
can do that but us. Nobody else can do that but us.
And who can humble themselves? If you're not on the right path,
way.
You can't humble yourself and see yourself like
way.
The Most High sees. You know what I mean?
And everybody want to be connected with Yah. Like we are, they're going to have to come through us. Because
exactly.
we y'all are white. That's what he said.
Exactly.
Other there's no other relationship on earth
right. they gotta
that
come through
makes
us.
You more intimate than husband
right.
and wife. Husband
other
and wife, that's the
us.
Most intimate relationship that you can have. And y'all saying he's our husband and we his wife. There's no
and
more intimate relationship than you can
other
get.
Other nations have to come through us to get to him.
But we
got to
get it right.
What you want to see my husband for? What you want for
so
him?
So how do we get to Yah? We got to get to Yah through wisdom.
Exactly.
Right? Because she's the way to Yah. Discipline.
She is. She said it. She
you got to check yourself. You got to discipline yourself. Can't follow your compulsions and your impulses. You have to discipline yourself.
You have to
be right
control.
And upright. That's
that
right.
Control.
Self-control. Self-control.
And control your tongues. Control your tongues. They are just
don't follow
dangerous.
The crowd.
Right. No, do no. Don't follow the crowds. All right, listeners, we hope you enjoyed our study sessions. We hope it was important to you, whereas it was so important to you that you feel the need to change and that you feel the need to cry out to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and to get yourself right and to stop leaning to your own understanding because you know why your thinkers are broken. You cannot approach the Most High with your broken thinkers. You need a new one. If it's good enough for your King David, it should be good enough for you. Ask for a new thinker tonight. One that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and thirst after righteousness and your neighbor as yourself. You have to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. You can't be looking down on your brothers and sisters and thinking you better than sliced bread. We're all in this together, okay? Don't be looking down on the Gomers among us. You used to be a Gomer. I was a Gomer, and then we were Goners, okay? You can laugh all you want, country. I ain't lying. You know, we were Gomers. We were Goners, okay?
Right. We're still Gomers.
We're still Gomers. Because the Most High said he going to clean us up. We're still Gomers. But we got our mind right enough where we have captured his attention because we're humble. And he know that we realize that we're Gomers. But he's going to clean us up. But stop looking down on the other Gomers now. You ain't no better than the other Gomers, okay?
Listen.
Right, okay.
It was called Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the same name.
Sure the hell is. I'm sorry, bro. That was one of them moments of what? What?
Sodom and who?
Gomorrah. All right, now.
Gomorrah is the feminine side.
Right.
So he destroyed
and
Sodom.
And Sodom is the male side. Sodom and Gomorrah, both of y'all in this. So you brothers stop looking down on you sisters, and you sisters stop looking down on you brothers because you're all Gomers, okay? And you ain't nothing. You ain't going to be nothing till the Most High make you something. The only thing you can do is get your mind right. Get your mind right. Turn to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Cry out to him. Make a confession about your shortcomings and the shortcomings of your forefathers. And when he comes back to get you, he's going to clean you up because you can't clean yourself up. Try as you may. You cannot clean yourself up. Okay? Contrary, any more coming? Yo.
These people are trying to find God. They're talking about Darwin's theory of evolution. And we got that. We got the ace card.
Yeah.
To where we tie in who truly is the creator. And he ties in with us as long as we follow his order. You could be from any other nation trying to be a scientist, trying to find a God particle. But we have the God particle.
Exactly.
It ain't by creating no artificial entity like the CERN's collider. We are connected with Yah to the degree where he said he gonna send his host to protect us. The Prince Michael.
Exactly.
The Prince Michael. We don't know the power of the Prince Michael guy.
And Michael ain't nothing to play with.
Oh no.
He got some headbusters too.
Ooh-wee.
He got
headbusters,
some headbusters too.
Son. Most likely going to send the headbusters.
Headbusters.
If you're not in tune with the headbusters, your head going to get busted.
You're going to get busted.
And you don't want the headbusters. You want to be in tune.
You don't want to see the headbusters.
Because they are
the
our allies.
You want to see the guy in the
enemy.
Linen. Right, the linen with the tab that's making a mark on you. You want to see him. But you don't want to see the headbusters. Them headbusters. You real? No. You better run far as run. Okay? You see the headbusters coming. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going. Thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, Ima Avia of New York City. May the Most High bless you, listeners. Come on back with us this Monday coming. Come back with us and study so you can get you some wisdom and understanding, and of course you need it. You need wisdom and you need understanding. Because she said, I was with him in the beginning. I know about it. So you need me, okay? And you definitely need her. Cottrell, thanks again, my brother and friend. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you, too, listeners. May the Most High bless you. And let your steps be directed not by me and not by leaning to your own understanding or not by listening to the understanding of others. Listen to the understanding, the mindset of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And how can you do that? By studying his word, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. We'll be right back.